Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the call. Mike's on the call.
Hey, good afternoon. Jules is on the call.
Hey, Jules, what's happening?
Hey, buddy, it's going good.
Who else is on the call? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Just trying to move myself to a non.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I'm outside.
Normally I do it outside. I've got a nice cool little spot, but today's a little breezy, so I'm like, I don't know, it might be real windy. I might just go jump in the car real fast.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, man, it's a beautiful day outside. It's a little windy here as well, but we're working it out.
Oh, hi, man. Becky here from Burley.
Hey, Becky, welcome to the call. All right. Trying to find me a nice little spot over here.
Is it windy here?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad. It's a little chilly today, but it's doable. Definitely doable.
We're still warm. That is until later on this today, and then it's going to go down to about 7 degrees, and then frost warning tonight.
You said it's about 7 degrees?
Well, it's going to go down to 7.
Oh.
Centigrade.
Oh, man. Hold on one second. Sorry for the noise, guys. One second. So far, you're enjoying your day. It's roughly a little afternoon at this point. People are still chiming in. But we'll start, you know, things going. If you haven't stated your name, where you're calling from, you can do so now. All right, cool. Bill, at any moment, you can always introduce yourself, which name, where you're calling from. If not, it's okay. Today's Thursday. We're getting closer to the end of the week. Thursday is that day where you're pretty much trying to move and shake and get things done so you can finish up on a Friday, and you could probably enjoy the rest of your Friday. Some of you guys want to go out to happy hour on Friday night, which is cool, too. But just make sure everything that you needed to get accomplished this week has been accomplished so that when you're at happy hour, you can actually enjoy yourself and not say, well, man, maybe I should have done this or maybe I should have done that a little better and things of that nature, guys. But yeah, it's Thursday. We're getting ready to rock and roll. Jules, I didn't connect with you this morning, so I'm not sure if you wanted to do anything specific. If you wanted to, that's cool. If not, we can just go with the flow.
We can go with the flow. I know we didn't connect. We can go with the flow. I got a couple things.
All right, cool deal.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thursday.
I was hesitant. I was like, man, I got this big meeting at 10, and I'm kind of not quite prepared for it yet. Yeah, I've got two more things I need to wrap up, and I'm like, should I just let Mike run it, or should I jump on this call? And I'm like, man, I've been jumping on this call for like a week. I'm like, I need to jump on this thing and like just knock this thing out.
Nice.
That's
what it's about.
I mean, it's like, right? I mean, it's like, you know, just making that commitment to just jump on here and do it. And, you know, other people are making that commitment. So I was just like, you know, I just need to sneak out and jump on the call. So I had prepared a couple things that I wanted to talk about. And so yeah. So if you want me to, I can, we can see who else is joining here a few more times, and then we can kick it off.
All right, cool. All right, so for those who just got on the call, you can state your name, where you're calling from. Don't be shy. State your name, where you're calling from.
This is Carla, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Can't complain. Who else is out there? Did you say where you calling from? All right, people are still shy. Well, for those who introduced yourselves, thank you for doing so. And for those who didn't, I'm pretty sure you will eventually. So, Jules, if you want to set it off, I know you want to get back to the office. So, you can kick us off, and then I'll take you from wherever you finish, and we can close out this call in roughly about 20-25 minutes.
Cool, man. Thanks, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Hey, guys, I don't know. I'm fired up. It's Thursday, you know, Friday is tomorrow, like Mike was saying. And I've got a little funny commentary for you, and it goes like that. I just saw it on Facebook, and basically it's shit fit. So happy it's Thursday because Friday is tomorrow. No, you may be feeling that way. As we talked about it yesterday, I hope you're feeling that way because you're getting a lot of stuff done. We talked about yesterday. We had like Becky share about, you know, and Mike share about, you know, taking small steps and chunking it down so that you can okay? It's very easy to get overwhelmed when you look at 1,000 tasks that you need to do. Right? But if you just take and break it down one by one and just start knocking them out, before you know it, you're getting it all done, right? And so it was really great to focus on that yesterday, because yesterday was hump day, and we really had quite a bit of things to do and get done to make it through the day, and it was the middle of the week. So I'm hoping that you guys really got a lot of things done. I myself went in and did three things and got a whole bunch of stuff done yesterday. And the whole time I was just thinking about our call, and, you know, and talking about getting things done. So I really just hunkered down and focused on what I need to get done for my business yesterday, and I just cranked out a whole bunch of tasks and got a whole bunch of stuff done. So I'm real happy with what I got done, and I just need to do that again today. You know, it's not Friday, it's not the weekend yet, so I can't quite celebrate yet, but we're going to keep pressing forward. I'm going to keep taking all my items and keeping them small and just focus on each one individually, get it done, and then move on to the next one, right? And so with that, I want to kind of continue along with that and talk about, you know, we've been talking about energy and passion this week, and what I want to do is just break it down a little bit more so that you can get a little bit more control in your life, and that control is going to help drive you, right? And so control is one of the 10 human driving factors that motivate you in life, and so you can get more control in your life, then you're going to feel happier, you're going to feel less stressed, and overall your business will do better, right? And so like we were talking about yesterday, and I just mentioned about breaking things down into small items so that you can, you know, you can, you know, little pieces, right? And so though that technique itself is helping you get more control over your life, over your business, right, over your health. Like, you know, Mike's hitting the gym, right? He's probably breaking it down inside the gym, you know, working one exercise at a time, focusing on that exercise, doing it 110% for that one particular exercise when he's doing it, and once he's done, then he moves on, right? And so that same principle, chunking it down and moving one step at a time, it applies to control and having more control in your life and in your business, right? And so I want to leave you with a short story. I met this woman, my aunt actually, when my great-aunt actually, when she was around, before she passed away, probably about the last year and a half of her life, she started to really break down, and she was a phenomenal, I mean, phenomenal woman. And you guys know, women are some of the most powerful people on the planet of the earth, because they're just able to do so much, accomplish so much. My aunt was amazing in the sense that she was born on January 1st, 1911, right? So her birthday is 1-1-1-1. My dad, when he did the his speech for her when she passed away, he called her a born winner, right? And because she was born on all ones. And she lived an amazing life. She met her husband worked for the U.S. Embassy, and she met four U.S. presidents, and she did like all these kind of things, right? But one of the things that as she got older and before she passed was she lived by us, and we put her into a home where she could be taken care of. And she lived at home, was very close to my parents' house, and they went to go visit her every day and help take care of her. And so while she was there, I got a chance to really interact with her more, because before she didn't live close to us. And so one of the things that I asked her was, you know, Auntie, how do you have so much energy even at, you know, over 90 years old? It was really amazing, because throughout her whole life, she was just this kind of like go, 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 go. And I was always like, man, you know, Auntie's like always doing something. She's, you know, always active, and I mean that. I think she was about 75, 80 years old when she first moved into like a retirement kind of community, and it's basically just to get in to qualify, you have to be like 55 or 65 years old, right? And so at 75, 80, she moved into this community, and they have like you know, golf and all kinds of activities for senior citizen kind of stuff, just so that it can, you know, kind of one of those, like, active senior living kind of places. And it was amazing. She'd get in there, and you would think, you know, you kind of see kind of the range of people, and she gets in there, and she starts doing all these different activities, and, she, you know, they have golfing, and she's a big golfer. So at 80 years old, she starts playing in the golf competitions and starts winning them. She's never done lawn bowling, and she starts, you know, lawn bowling, and before you know it, she's like the champion lawn bowler, right? It's like, man, this lady is great. How does she have so much energy? And so I'm talking to her while she's in this old folks home, and I'm like, Auntie, how do you have so much energy? I mean, you've lived such a great life. I mean, like, you're like 90 now, and you still have all this energy. I'm like, I hope I can have this much energy when I'm 90, right? And she says, Julian, she's like, there's only one thing that you really need to know about life, right, and about having energy and having influence, right? And she says, all the energy and influence we ever want in life is controlled by one thing. And I was like, one thing? That's it, Auntie? And she's like, it's just one thing. And she's like, Julian, all it is you have to ask yourself, are we living our purpose, that's not right, it's whether or not we are purposely acting as our highest self. So she was like, if you're living your highest self, being your best, doing your best, giving it 110% in whatever you're doing, you're going to have a ton of energy, right? And so when she told me that, I was like, that's freaking amazing. Like, if I'm trying my best, I'm always going to have the energy that I need. Right, I mean, it was totally life-changing for me and transformational in that sense, because it's like we're going through here. It's Wednesday, now it's Thursday. You know, you're pushing and you're taking everything down. You're getting more control in your life, and you know, it's like, where does the energy come from? Right, you're starting to feel more tired. It's Thursday, but you're trying your best and you just focus on things like that, chunking it down. You know, so you can have more control using one of those 10 drive factors, getting more control. And I know Becky's on this call. She's been doing this. She's breaking it down. She's been working at it, and she's getting more success. And she gets more success because she's, you know, breaking things down until she's mastering that one thing, and then she moves on to the next thing, and she masters that thing, right? Mike's in the gym. He's, you know, he's working out. He's doing the, you know, he's benching, and then every time he's benching, he's like, I'm doing this bench. I'm going to do the best that I can do it. And then and you know, it just keeps going on and on and on like this. That's giving you more control over your life. It's giving you more energy because, one, you put more of that success underneath your belt, right? And you're getting more confident, right? And as you get more confident, you're going to just want to do it more. And so what I want to leave you with was that are you living your purpose, and are you acting as your highest self? So, like, I'm going to turn it back over to you. And thanks, guys, for being on the call. I really appreciate you guys being here.
Wow. Thanks for the share, Jules. That was powerful. Purposefully acting as our highest selves, being your most powerful self every single day. And, you know, the biggest thing he talked about was control. Control is so important. You know, sometimes you look at your life and you don't realize how much out of control it actually is, until you hit a wall, or until you hit a hard spot, and then you look back and you was like, man, you know, I was just all over the place. You know, I was bouncing all over the place with my finances. I was just bouncing all over the place with my business. I had no control. It's like, you know, you drive a car, right? If you didn't have any control, you're going to crash and blow up. It's as simple as that. So we got the same type of control we have over that vehicle, we have to have over the vehicle, which is our life. We have to have that control. But most importantly, see, when you're driving a car, you know that you're in control. You know that you turn it left. You know that you turn it right. You know that you stop, and you know that you go. See, you know that. Unconsciously, you know that. You hop behind a wheel and you just know it. But it's so crazy how we can't get that type of control in our own lives, right? But we can. You have the power to control your life, to control your circumstances. Like Becky said yesterday, you have to decide to give yourself the permission to have that type of control over your life, right? So we have to purposefully be acting at our higher self each and every day. And control comes from what? It comes from having discipline. So many people look at discipline as if it's a bad thing. Like, oh man, I can't eat sugar. Oh man, I gotta go to the gym. Right? Oh man, I gotta talk to 12 people today. Right? But you have to understand that discipline is your control of your life. When you decide not to do these things, you lose control. You don't earn the money that you want to make. You can't fit into that dress anymore. You don't look good on the beach anymore, right? You're losing relationships because you're losing the control. Discipline is extremely important. Don't look at discipline as a bad thing. Look at discipline as the thing that's going to allow you to control your life, that's going to allow you to create the things that you want into your life, that's going to allow you to materialize your dreams. Right? It all starts with discipline. From the discipline will give you control, and once you've got the control, you can do whatever you desire on any given day. You can literally materialize things at a drop of a dime. Right? Because once you have that belief and you gain that control, you all of a sudden develop this faith. Right? When we get behind the wheel of a car, or maybe we don't drive, we're just passengers in a vehicle, we get in this vehicle having faith and trust, and it naturally occurs. You don't know what's going to happen on the road, but you have faith you're going to be able to get from point A to point B, and you don't think twice about it. We have to have the same type of thoughts in our own life. We have to have that same type of control in our own lives. We have to have that type of discipline that will generate that type of control, right, that will develop your faith muscles so that you can get up every single day and do whatever it is that you need to do to accomplish your goals without thinking twice about it. You know, it kills me how people think twice about the things that are going to give them the rewards that they want in life, right? I mean, you can take it back to religion. So many people go to church every single Sunday. They get all these instructions. The instructions are in the Bible. The instructions for great life are right there in the Bible. But they don't do them all. They don't practice them all. And then they wonder why they can't get these particular rewards, you know, if you're coming from a religious sense. Or if it's a business sense. You know, I give you the blueprint, I give you the map, and I tell you do these things. And you don't do them because of lack of discipline. And because of lack of discipline, we lose self-control. We lose control of our finances, our circumstances. Things get out of control, and then we get into this why me mode. Why me? Why is this happening to me? Why can't I get a result like this person is getting? Why can't I pay off all my bills? Why can't I buy these things that I want to buy? Why can't I find some person to fall in love with? You fall into this whole why me state. It's because you're currently out of control. You aren't practicing discipline to give you that control over your life. So I encourage you each and every day to wake up and give yourself permission, right? Give yourself permission to have control over your life. Understand that you are in control of your circumstances. And everything that you have up until today is because of the discipline or lack thereof that you've had in your life. So if you're slacking in a certain area, it's because your discipline is low. You've lost control of this particular area of your life, it's because you're indisciplined, right? So just to bring everything back right now, to get us all on the same page, so that we understand before we get off this call today, that discipline is going to give us the control that we need over our lives. It's very simplistic. We make this stuff so hard because of lack of discipline. Right? We look at goals, and, you know, it's this whole pain and pleasure complex that we have. We associate so much pain with things that we'll never reach to the pleasure marks that we need in life because we associate so much pain. We need to start reversing our psychology and focusing on the pleasure of all the things that we have to do every day. Right? Of all the simple tasks that we have to do every day. Start focusing your mind on the pleasure that you will get out of writing a blog post, contacting 10 new people, right? Connecting with your loved ones, making a phone call to someone you haven't spoken to in a long time, right? Think about the pleasure that you're going to get out of these small tasks, right? Like Julian talked about chunking down your tasks every single day. Think about the pleasure you're going to get out of every one of those tasks. That's where your energy is going to come from, right? That's where your passion is going to come from. because you start focusing on the outcome. You start focusing on what's happening to you right now, what you have to go through right now, but you start focusing on the outcome. When you start focusing on the outcome, it's so much easier to be disciplined. It's so much easier to wake up in the morning and just move, right? It's so much easier to pick up that phone and talk to somebody with confidence when you're focusing on the outcome. And it all starts with that discipline factor. Guys, you want to generate discipline, you start to focus on the outcome. You start to generate the discipline, you get the control over your life. And once you have the control over your life, you can materialize anything that you want. You can get from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be. It's that simplistic, guys. You know, I just want you to imagine waking up, yawning, with a smile on your face, filled with gratitude, and just ready to take on the world, right? You may have your kids running around the house, but it doesn't matter. You're thankful for them, and you're thankful for the opportunity that you have to give them the life that you've never had. I want you to imagine being able to give your children everything that they desire. I want you to imagine having the mindset to be able to teach your children gratitude from at a very young age, so when they grow up, they won't necessarily be spoiled, right? They'll understand that everything that they have is based on consistent efforts that their parents have done. I want you to imagine waking up to a world that is no longer beating you up, right? But you are just pressing forward through your circumstances with ease. Issues come, you have the mindset to deal with them, no stress. I want you to imagine a life with no stress. I want you to imagine a life where circumstances don't matter anymore, because you have the mindset to win, guys. That's what we're doing. We're developing, we're building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win, period. I don't care what you're doing in your life, you need the mindset to get through it, to move forward, to develop the discipline, to have the control over your life. Guys, if you want updates, text motivation to 77948. Text motivation to 77948 for updates, guys. We're going to see you here tomorrow. It's going to be Friday. We're going to take you into your weekend so fired up. You better be here tomorrow, and I want you to bring at least two people with you here on this call tomorrow. We're going to fire you up so much. Right now, I gave it to you real slow and calm today, but tomorrow we're going to fire you up for the weekend, because, see, we're going to be missing each other for at least 2 days, so I want you to be so juiced that when you come back Monday, you're going to have results before your week even starts. So I want you to get here tomorrow, because there's something special going to be planned for tomorrow. I want you here at this call, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you here no later than 12. And I want you to bring two people with you, because we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. And you are going to be the soldiers out there spreading this message so that we can start getting people to take action without thinking about it. Text motivation to 77948, guys. This is Mike Williams. I love you. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.